With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Even though he has a quiet, seemingly easygoing manner, it's clear that novelist John Nichols writes out of a sense of rage.
I suppose I carry that rage with me all the time. It's just that as I've grown older, you know, you learn how to try and channel it into real positive pursuits or endeavors.
John Nichols channels his rage into books.
A lot of artistic work, as well as an awful lot of work on other levels, is fueled by a real constructive anger.
It was in the mid-60s and after the publication of his first novel, The Sterile Cuckoo, that John Nichols became politicized as an ardent opponent of the U.S. role in Vietnam. His latest book, American Blood, is about violence. In fact, the violence depicted in the novel at first seems to be gratuitous because of so much explicit rape, murder, and mutilation. Nichols believes the policies that led to the Vietnam War are also responsible for domestic violence.
Helicopters don't fly over our country shooting bullets at people, and yet the violence of poverty or the problems within a social system that lead to so much unrest and so much paranoia, so much aggression, basically come from the same place.
American Blood is the story of a Vietnam veteran who returns home numb from the savagery of the war, only to find that in his own country, murder and other violence are such casual acts that Americans have become anesthetized. Despite it all, American Blood ends with a note of optimism.
The most important message in American Blood is that people can survive the Holocaust, you can learn how to love in the heart of it, and that it's very important to struggle to do that.
John Nichols lives in Taos, New Mexico, still a political activist and a writer with a mission. His novel, American Blood, was published by Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1960s, after he published The Sterile Cuckoo, later a movie with Liza Minnelli, novelist John Nichols decided to write a major piece of fiction with a political message.
I began to work on a project I was going to call American Blood, which was going to be a huge historical novel about the rise of industrial capitalism in the United States from about 1870 to the Vietnam War.
Nichols planned to start the book with the slaughter of the buffalo.
We killed about 60 million buffalo in this country, which has always seemed to me sort of a perfect metaphor for a certain aggressive, climax, capitalistic society that we live in today.
Nichols says he wanted to destroy historical myths.
Vietnam and the killing of the buffalo were simply metaphors for what I felt is an extraordinarily violent and aggressive streak in American history.
John Nichols' project, however, proved to be too big.
I felt like I'd talked myself into a corner. I'd set up a project that was going to take me 10 years to write, and I really didn't have that kind of time. I've got kids going into school, and every day I have to wake up and still earn a living, too.
So John Nichols abandoned American Blood for smaller projects, most notably his New Mexico trilogy, novels dealing with the cultural clash between Chicanos and developers. But Nichols used the title American Blood for his latest novel, an intense story of a Vietnam veteran who returns home to find unspeakable violence. Despite its violence, American Blood, published by Henry Holt, is a plea for sanity and a reflection of John Nichols' commitment to the social issues of the day.
A lot of my struggle in both my work and in my activities in life is to try and really bring about radical changes in the system. That struggle will probably never end, right? Until the sun goes out.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Out of Hamilton College in 1962, would-be writer John Nichols headed to Spain, where he drafted a novel he called The Sterile Cuckoo. Back in New York, Nichols started taking the manuscript around.
It was published, what, over the transom? I just took it up to publishers and laid it on the desk and asked them to send me a postcard when they rejected it.
Once in a while, John Nichols would get a letter saying the first part of the book wasn't bad, but the second part was terrible.
And I'd go home and throw away the second part of the book and immediately rewrite, you know, the whole book. I rewrite very quickly, and I must have rewritten that book 6 or 7 times in a 10-month period.
But Nichols had a high degree of energy.
When I was real young, I had no material needs. I had a little apartment that cost me $42 a month. It was costing me probably around $1,000 a year to live in New York City. I never went out. I never went to a bar. I didn't drink beer or anything. You know, I kept it real tight to the vest, but I really amused myself.
Then Nichols struck pay dirt with The Sterile Cuckoo.
The book got accepted for publication and immediately was snapped snapped up by the Literary Guild and went out on film option and was sold a paperback for lots of money. So at the age of 24, it's like I'd already hit it real big.
Swept up in the anti-war movement, John Nichols moved to Taos, New Mexico to continue his political activism.
I thought it was a real original decision of mine to hit New Mexico, and it turns out that everybody from New York and Los Angeles who was burnt out and not escaping to some commune in Woodstock, Vermont, was going to New Mexico.
Most of the freaks and long hairs are gone from New Mexico, but John Nichols remains with his extended family. His latest novel explores violence in America, American Blood, published by Henry Holt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.